and you get help from that. Amen. Brother Redmond taught on Philippians this morning, and I just had this verse on my heart this week. And I'll say a few things and be true. But Philippians chapter 2, these are great scriptures. And I'm just going to read a few of them, if the Lord will help me. He said here in verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Amen. Then verse 5, he said this, let this mind, what mind? The mind that was prior to the verses here, let this mind be in you, which was all, he said this mind. Mind was also in Christ Jesus, and so it's a mind of humility. Amen. It's a mind of considering somebody else or putting others above yourself. For he was the sacrificial God. Amen. He became, amen, the Lamb of God. He was the Lamb of God. Amen. Notice verse number 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now this is what this is saying to me. That Jesus though emptied himself, amen, he came to this world, thank God, as a man. That's what it's saying. Brother Redmond's already taught about it. But listen, he never emptied his deity. He never emptied who he was, but he did take on man. Now this is what this is saying to me in this scripture, that he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He's saying here that him being man does not, he's equal with God as him being man. He became man. He was made flesh. And in his making of flesh, listen, brethren, we can preach a lot of things, but they ain't no better text than the Lord Jesus. The more you know about him and the more you see who he is, amen, you'll see more a relationship. You'll see more into him. Thank God of why he came and why all this thing happened. Because this thing wasn't happening just in time. It was happening in the mind of God before there was ever one man placed in this world. Adam was the first man God made. But brethren, it was already settled before Adam ever came along. And it was set up by God in his love and mercy and the goodness of God toward lost mankind. For we would not have the way to the Father, God, unless he came and took on this flesh. Amen. And become God. Listen, God, listen, when you see Jesus Christ, he said, in him dwelleth all the God, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That means that everything in him, amen, you looking at the Godhead in body, everything, amen, the fullness of the Godhead is in him. It all dwells in him. Everything's in him. Brethren, listen, have you ever got a hold of that? Listen, friend, I'm talking about the God, Jesus, amen, that created all things by him and for him. Everything. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen, listen, and the Word was made flesh. And brethren, it's all God. He's all God. That's because he took on flesh, did not lessen his equality. Amen. It did not lessen his deity or his power, anything. It only exemplified to man, thank God, who the Father was. For I am in the Father and the Father in me. He said, have I been so long with you, Philip? Amen. That you're asking me, show us the Father. He said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Everything dwells in him. Amen. Listen, the Lord is that Spirit. Amen. That's right. Where he is, there's liberty. Thank God, everything's by him. Brother, in him, all things consist. Amen. We're held together by him. Thank God, he does all things to please the Father. And brother, this morning, thank God, he did not less than one bit become in flesh and blood. Amen. In fact, he said he didn't come as, thank God, as under the nature of angels. He come as the seed of Abraham. He took on flesh. He was, brethren, it's amazing. Think about this. I'm going to give you a few thoughts this morning to help you. Amen. Jesus was God. He is God. Amen. When you seen him, you seen God in flesh. Everything about him. But think about this. The God that in the Old Testament, and he's God. He's Jehovah God. My friend, the kind of God, how he conducted the Israelites. How, brethren, he had compassion on that nation of people. And, brethren, he kept them people. Amen. Even though they transgressed, rebelled, and done all kinds of things against him, he still, thank God, said they was the apple of his eye. And, brethren, listen. Amen. He was to be reverenced. You know that. And he still is to be reverenced. He still is to be. But listen, when Jesus came and became man, and brethren, 30 years old, he's baptized by John, who was a forerunner, had been baptizing under the remission of sin by repentance, and that baptism identified them, thank God, with repentance. Amen. That was a change of mind, a change of action. Amen. Behold, the Lamb's coming. He's preferred before me. I'm not worthy to unloose his shoes. This is him. Amen. I need baptized by him, but Jesus, thank God, said, no, I need to be baptized by you. Amen. John even said, I indeed baptize you with water under repentance, but there come one what mightier than I. Amen. Thank God, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. But he said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. That's what he come, thank God, to baptize men in. Listen, I'm not belittling water baptism, but brethren, the power of baptizing by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Get a hold of that. Thank God he baptized you with the Holy Ghost. Brethren, that's the thank God he lives in you this morning. He's in you this morning. He lives through you this morning. Anything good about us is because he's in us this morning. Amen. Thank God you can't get no credit from that. Lowliness of mind. What is the mind of Christ? You said that he made himself of no reputation. Amen. He didn't make himself of a reputation. Thank God he came lowly. I mean, he came lowly, the meek and lowly Christ. Amen. My burden is, thank God, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You can come to me. And he was God. He is God. Amen. Who will I see him? Who's the judge him? Everything is in him. He's all in all. But imagine this. Here he is, God coming down to a world of sinful men as holy and righteous and godly, and everything about him, his standard was holy. He's never transgressed and never will and never can. He's always done everything right. He's always said everything right. He's always moved as he willed to move. Thank God he put me in the plan. Thank God. And brother, that's his will, not mine. I've been begotten by his will. Thank God. That's right. But are you hearing me this morning? Think about the God of heaven living amongst men. Amen. Listen to me. One day, and I preached this before, he was in a harlot woman, an adulterous woman, comes in while he's eating with Simon. And she comes in weeping behind God's feet. And brethren, listen. God let this woman, the God, the Lord Jesus, let this woman, I mean, weep over his feet. She let him kiss his feet. You want to know what he's like today? He ain't like all this portrayal of religion. He's not made like that. Amen. He's not. Thank God, this holy talk that they say the day, brothers, just talk. Amen. He came into a man's house and this woman came behind him. as he sat at meat and began to weep tears down her face. Amen. And brother, she took the very hairs of her head and wiped God's feet. Amen. And brother was, thank God, under the burden. Amen. And he said, if you know what kind of woman this is, thank God, you'd not let her do that. But he knew what she was, and he knew what she needed. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about God this morning. I'm talking about the Almighty. Amen. She wept and kissed his feet. Amen. And Jesus forgave her. And he said, her sin being many are now forgiven. I've took them away. Amen. Thank God. And then he looked at that Pharisee. And he said, I want to ask you something. I'm paraphrasing. If this man owed 500 pence and a man owed 50 pence and I forgave them both, which would love me most? So listen to me. I'm preaching the Bible. He said, the one that you forgave the most. That's what he said. Buddy, I'm telling you, I've never preached that men ought to go into sin to find out grace. But brother, I'm going to tell you what, we're all in sin. You compare to the Holy Lamb. Amen. Brother, listen. I don't see how this morning, if you've ever had your sin forgiven and washed clean and made, thank God, whole. Amen. That this man is God. I mean, this is the way God is. Amen. Somebody said, how is God? I said, just like Jesus. Because he is God. Listen, he said over there in John 1. Amen. He came. Thank God. He was preferred before me. Listen. John, I want to read it and make sure I get it right. But brethren, listen what he said. He said, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. This is him. Isn't it look? You want to see what he looks like? Look at me. I'm my Father one. Everything about me is about him. And when you look at me, you see him. And praise God, you can come to him, amen. He's touchable this morning. Look at Hebrews. I was reading that. Thank God I quoted a little bit of it a while ago. Notice what he said. He said this. He said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took the part of the same. In other words, he come down and he took a body like just like you got. The difference between me and him and you and him is, amen, he was conceived in the womb by the Holy Ghost, and God was his Father. Amen. That's right. And we have earthly fathers. He didn't have an earthly father. Amen. He had an earthly mother. Amen. But he didn't have no earthly father. It was him. Amen. God himself. Amen. Listen, he put those seed in the womb. Thank God he is born with. Amen. Isn't that amazing? I mean, Jesus put the seed in the virgin. He's born with. Amen. I know he's conceived the Holy Ghost. I understand that. But brethren, listen, all things were made by him. Everything he made the womb is born through. Thank God, everything. You can't get enough of that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Buddy, I'm telling you the truth about him. I wish I could tell you. He said, listen what he said. He said, likewise, he took the part of Satan, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Notice the next verse, he's saying something. And the devil, them who, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. He's saying that the devil had power to bring the fear of death. Jesus rose again. He has power over death. That's right. He destroyed the works of the devil. It didn't just end at Calvary, brother. It didn't, thank God, at the tomb. Amen. It had to be an empty tomb. He had to bodily get up. Could not God that made the whole universe, that done everything that's ever been done, thank God, raise himself at the tomb? I'd be foolish not to even think that. Amen. He laid his life down for man. Kevin Hobson and Joel Hyatt and Robert Parker and Keith Redmond, all the people of God, he laid down his life. He gave his life. There had to be a sacrifice. And he was sacrificed once, gave himself. Thank God that we could go free from the condemnation of sin this morning. Glory to God, hallelujah. Notice this. He said this. He said, for verily he took on not the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, where in all things it behooved him, that word behooved meant he seen it necessary. He seen it necessary. Notice what he said, behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. He said, you my brother. His brethren. He saw it needful to be made like unto his brethren. He took on this. He took on your, thank God, the same, amen, body, a body like us. And he said this, notice this, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. He said he done it, thank God, that he might take on, thank God, amen, and make reconciliation for us. That reconciliation, it means that he brought us to God. Listen, reconciliation was he compounded the difference that hung between us and the Father. Jesus took care of it. He reconciled us unto his Father through him. Praise God, it's reconciled. Amen. Brethren, listen. That's how he knows to help you this morning. Amen. If you ain't never been through something, you don't know about it. If you ain't never had no experience of God saving you, saving you by the grace of God, how you know about it? This bunch of stuff been taught in the Baptist church. Thank God, just repeat this prayer or do something like that. Brother, anybody can do that. You got to have an experience by the new birth. Thank God it's the Holy Ghost that brings birth. Brother, Miss Linda got a hold of your heart. Amen. That night, thank God, and birthed you in the family of God. That's what it takes, amen. If I never experienced nothing, I wouldn't know what you're talking about. He experienced everything you ever been through. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. That means that Jesus was tempted with everything. He was tempted with women. He was all points like as we are. He was tempted with no doubt other things that would draw a man away. He was tempted with it. Look at it. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, every bit of that Jesus went through. What's the first thing Satan tempted him with? Turn these stones to bread. Yes. He hadn't ate in 40 days and 40 nights. He went through all that right there, brother. He was tempted. You lay in the bed at night and say, unto God, I'm a dirty man. I say, amen. We are in the flesh. But brother, when you lay there and you talk to him about what you're going through, he knows it. He knows what sorrow is. He's the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He knew all about that. Everything we go through, Jesus went through. Amen. What about not only that woman at his feet weeping? What about Lazarus? How about feeling people that lost somebody or somebody had died within their own family? And here Jesus knew that. Brethren, he knew what was going on. He said it plainly. He said he's dead. Thank God, but I'm going, thank God. He said that I might get him up. Amen. But listen, Martha said, Lord, if you'd been here, he had not died. Listen, she knew he had to prepare. And Jesus said, thy brother will resurrect. Amen. And she said, I know he will, Lord. At the last day, he'll come out of the grave. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. You know what he's saying? I'm the resurrection now. I don't have to wait till the last day. I don't have to. Listen, the greatest resurrection I ever had was resurrection from the deadness of sin unto the life of God. But brother, this body is going to be planted in the ground one day, and it's going to get up. It's going to. He said it would. this corruption, it's got to be corruption to put on incorruption. Why is everybody sick? Because we got corruptible bodies. It ain't always a lack of faith. I'll tell you this too. John 9, that blind man was sitting there from birth blind. And what did the disciples say? They didn't say, "Lord, why don't you touch him and he can see?" He said, "Who did sin? This man or his parents? That he's hearing this shape." Jesus said, "Neither." It kills people to get this thing, but he said, "Neither." It was done. He was born blind for the glory of God. If you never had a problem, you wouldn't see him solve them. And that's right. That's the only way, brother. Amen. That's when Nathaniel was singing this one. I thought about that. There's got to be valleys. There's got to be hard times. There's got to be them times. Do I want them? I like easy street. I'm just being honest. But brethren, it ain't going to be easy street all the time. There's going to be births. There's going to be hardships. There's going to be things, Brother Joe, that you've been through personally in your life that you still struggle with and I struggle with. But brethren, he ain't never struggled. Amen. In fact, you wasn't even looking for her to say what she did.
That's right, preacher.
You didn't even ask God for her to say
that's
what she
right,
did.
Preacher. Didn't ask her.
No, sir. But he done it.
That's right.
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection of life.
Yes, sir.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall live." He said, "I am. I'm going to get your brother out of the book. I'm the grave."
Right.
He's been there 4 days. I know that, but I'm getting him out.
Yep.
And all I want you to do is get the stone out of the way.
Yeah.
Amen. And when they did, thank God, here's God standing before all these people praying to God.
Right.
That's right. That they might see and believe. He said, "I'm doing it for the people. For the people's sake, I want them to see the visibly, thank God, the power of God." And he said, "Lazarus, come forth," and he did. Brethren, listen. God walked amongst them. Notice this here. Brother, listen, I think we've cut it down. I believe we've just cut her down so much that we about don't believe the supernatural no more. And the thing of it is God amongst us? Is he in you? He said Christ in you is the hope of glory. He said the Holy Spirit shall dwell in you and shall be with you and in you. What did he say when they said, the Jews said, "Lord, when are you going to store the kingdom to Israel?" And he said, "That's not for you to know." He said, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me."
Yes, sir.
And brethren, listen, let me tell you something, and I know this sounds simple, but it's just the truth. The reason that we don't see no more is because of unbelief.
Yes.
And what men think, and we're under the system of religion in this day so much that we're bound to it and we can't believe nothing or trust him for much of nothing because we're in this routine of religion. And brethren, there ought to be some power coming out of us. Remember what the woman said when she touched the hem of his garment? She said, "Virtue came." Jesus said, "Virtues came out of me." That's what Jesus said, "Virtue came out of me." That means power came out of me. Well, where's he at? He's on in heaven. He's at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. That's right. He'll intercede until we go be with him. He's our advocate to then. And listen, brother, there's no chance in anybody that's got true salvation not to make it because you already made it. Amen. That's right. But I don't know. You know, I've studied this Bible and I think about some things, and some things I try to think about before I would say it. But brother, it didn't all die with the apostles. I know the Baptists preach that, but it ain't true. It didn't all die with the apostles. Why did Jesus give us the example? He said you should have walked in his steps. What did he do? He went about doing good. He went about healing people. He cast out devils. He done wonderful things for people wherever Jesus went. Should we not, we're not Jesus, but he lives in us. And he's conforming us to his image. And why should we not believe him in the power of God to see him do something?
Amen. But I'm telling you what, he walked amongst men, brother. These little old children in this church, they ought to feel the presence of Christ. You know why Jesus, you know, I know there's been a lot of thought on that, but why did Jesus knock on the door of the Laodicean? The it wasn't the building he was knocking on, it was the people's hearts he was knocking on. Why was he outside? Why was he outside? Was it unbelief? Was it they didn't submit to his authority because Laodicea and me, the people rule? Right. What was it?
They didn't need him anymore. They had all this knowledge.
That's right. Yes, sir.
We do the same thing. We go to the doctor before we go to the
office. Oh, that's right. Well, a lot of things is like that, brother. But he said, if any man hear my voice and open the door,
yes,
I will come into him and he with me. That's what he said. Same God.
Right.
We get up and quote that verse in Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
He is.
Right.
He is. He will never be no different.
Right.
He'll be the same forever.
Right.
But my question is, if he is, and he is, why aren't there any more manifestations of it? And I'm going to tell you why I believe it. Unbelief.
Amen, brother.
I wish to God he had shaken this place enough, and including me, that people wouldn't be so religious and have to go through their little religious talks and all that, and just be humble before him in that mind of Christ and say, Lord, I'm going to believe you.
Good.
My wife was talking about, we talk about the voice of God and God speaking to her heart, and she had lost the necklace. And she said, I looked for that for days. I looked in the trash. I looked in all everywhere I thought I'd lay it and everything. And she said, I was laying in bed and God said, go look in them shoes you had on. Now, who in the world would go look in some shoes for a necklace? And she told me this. I said, it's amazing. And she said, he said, I said, go look in them shoes you had on. And sure enough, she went in her closet and looked in the shoes. And in the shoes, you know what she found?
Yeah.
A necklace.
Yeah.
Buddy, that's the kind of God I know.
Amen.
That's how he speaks to me.
Yes.
He might not speak every day like that, but he speaks. He'll tell you some things. Amen. Same God, same God.
That's right,
same God. Same God. Same God. Here we trying to build a big, you know, these people building these big old places and trying to pack it out with games and gadgets and all this stuff, and we got these fancy singers coming by and all this, and Jesus just said, would somebody just please love me? Would somebody just please listen to me? I ain't interested in none of that. I ain't interested in none of that. I'm just interested to meet with your heart that you'd
Amen.
Love me.
Yeah, sure. That's,
you know what little kids is interested in? Somebody to love them.
Yeah.
They ain't interested. You can go buy them everything you want for Christmas and they'll play with a broomstick.
Yeah.
They don't care about that. They might see some care in your heart to give them something, but brother, listen, everybody cares about somebody loving them. That's what it's about. It don't matter. Listen, friend, that's what, amen, that's what Jesus did. Everything Jesus did, he showed what God is like because he is God. And this bunch of stuff going on today in Baptist churches is just, I just wonder if he didn't say that. He said over there in the scripture, he said that lukewarmness makes me sick. And all that is a bunch of talk. Would this somebody be honest? Old Vernon McGee said this one time, and I'll close. I used to listen to him once in a while. He said, this little girl, she prayed every night, probably about Harlan's age. Prayed every night, you know, and her mama would go by the room. She'd hear the little girl praying there, laying on her bed. She'd say, dear Lord, thank you for everything, Lord. And thank you for mom and daddy, and thank you for your blessings on us. And amen. Mama went by there one night, and she said, the little girl said, Lord, I think I'm going to tell you about the three bears tonight. And said that little girl, she stood at that door and that little girl told about the three bears talking to the Lord. And I like what Brother McGee said. He said, and I believe he liked it. You know where it come from, don't you? Unless you be converted and become a little child, you'll know why I was entered the kingdom. And I'm going to tell you what, he said, suffer little children
He says, suffer not, little children. Let them come to me. Don't you hold them back and come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And when they said, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, he didn't look at John or Peter or the Baptist preacher or Joel Hutt. He said, bring that little child here. And he set him on his lap. And he said, right here's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Right here. And you know what he's saying? He's saying to us, you'll have to get little if you want exalted. Your name don't do it. But your attitude toward me does. Ain't that right? Thank the Lord. I'm glad he came. I'm thankful I know him. And I'm glad he knows me. But I'm telling you, this God I'm preaching about, brother, listen, he's attainable. He's attainable. He's touchable. Jesus even said, touch me, flesh and... Listen, I'm not a spirit. I'm flesh and blood, bones. He said, I'm flesh and bones. Of course, at that time, he had no blood. He had done give it for the sin of people. But, brother, listen, he ate fish with them after he resurrected. He walked amongst them. He walked amongst them. He talked to them. He breathed on them. Same God. May the Holy Spirit help us. May the Holy Spirit help us. I want to say this and we'll close. We'll not have meeting here tonight. I'm concerned about people getting sick. And we've got several families out and got some people that's called this morning that wouldn't be able to come because of coughing and things. And I just feel like it might be good for this. Just maybe take a little break here from it so it won't be a lot of something spreading. I don't know what people's got and I don't even know what I got. Amen. I don't think I got nothing. I feel good. Amen. But I just think it'd be good to do it. These families here, we'll have a little meeting here tonight and have something on the computer. People can watch. And then Wednesday night, we won't have a men's prayer meeting. I just think we have to pray to get these people well. I mean, there's a lot of people hurting and down. And we need to meet. And we'll have a men's prayer meeting Wednesday night at 7. And we'll have some testifying, whatever the Lord wants. But I'm burdened about it. I've talked to the Lord this week going down the road. I said, Lord, my Lord, I mean, there's a lot of people sick. And a lot of other churches has got sickness. And this is my desire. If I can uphold it, I believe this is what the Lord told me. I said, I believe. I wouldn't say 100%, but I'd say it's pretty close. That no matter what happens, I want the doors open in this building for people to come in as an assembly every Sunday morning. At least every Sunday morning. If there wasn't but two people that could come, they could come in here and pray. That's what I believe. I don't care. Listen, I'm not just saying this to say it. That's what I believe God told me. No matter what the authorities, there's no authority above God. Every authority is under him because he is the authority. But that's the way I look at it, and that's kind of what I got on my heart. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't preach much on that. I don't preach much about what's going on in our country. I hardly ever preach against it about it. I just feel like I'd rather preach Jesus than what's going on in the government. But the thing of it is, we'll try to keep the doors open. If people get sick, we have to go with it. But Sunday morning, you know, Sunday morning, I thought it'd be a good just open the doors of the house of God every Sunday morning. If it gets tight and they try to put the law on us and all that, then we'll have to do what? I ain't going to fight nobody. I ain't going to fight nobody. But at the same time, I still think the church, as long as we can, we ought to meet at least on the Lord's Day on Sunday morning. I really believe that. And I'm saying I'm not cutting out the other services neither, but I just feel like it's time to do it the day because we got Tasha sick today, Miss Jennifer sick today. There's others that's called. Miss Sylvia's been tested, but she ain't been here in several weeks because she's been sick. And it's just the way it is. I'm not trying to be discouraging. Thank God I'm glad Jesus is coming. Right. Amen. But thank God he saved me. Amen. Give me hope in my heart. Amen. Thank God. But we'll have a meeting. We'll have a prayer meeting Wednesday night. We'll have a meeting in here tonight. I'll preach a little bit. Anybody wants to testify, they're welcome to come. Matthew, you can be here, can't you? Matthew's going to come and put us on there. Appreciate him helping us. Amen. We'll have prayer. We'll do something. To edify you. Amen. I love you. I do mean that. I love you and thank God for you. Let's stand this morning and we'll be dismissed in prayer. Pray for them that's in the hospital. Remember my mama. Remember Brother Keith's mama in the hospital. Remember Brother Jonathan Hall's daddy in the hospital. Is anybody else in the hospital? Brother Danny got out this week. I thank God for that. Remember these in the hospital. Mama come home, she'll have to be very secluded because of the virus and different things. And then people that come home, you need to pray for them, that God will keep them safe. Amen. Let's have prayer. Brother Robert Parker, pray for us.
My Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, God, for